All right, welcome to the Ball Brothers Podcast. I'm Kevin on stage.
Tony Baker.
We're here to just talk and have a good time, give you something to think about and comment about when you should be doing something with your life. You should be doing something, laundry, work, picking up your kids. Who cares about that? We want to talk about your favorite white sitcoms instead.
Oh, yeah, man, let's get it, man.
Top 10 favorite white sitcoms. I think we'll start with me.
Okay.
Because you started last time, I believe.
I think I did, yeah.
Number one. The Office.
Okay.
That is my show.
That's a good time.
Probably my most comfort show.
Yeah.
Show I've seen the most.
A lot of people agree with you.
Oh, man, I love it.
That's comfort viewing for millions of people.
Scott's Tots, Jim and Pam, Dwight, Toby. No, God, no! Love it. Love it. Love it. Seasons 1 through 7, I believe. Flawless. Falls off tremendously when Steve Carell leaves. Mm. Not all bad, but the majority of the bad episodes.
So Steve Carell was like, I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
He was just like, man, I got to do other stuff. I want to be a movie star.
He's like, I'm out.
I'm too bad. It's not as bad as I remember the last few seasons, but they got some stinkers in there.
It's hard.
But who cares?
Star,
I start
man.
Over. I go from 1 to 7. I start right back over. From the very beginning, Diversity Day, basketball, Stanley playing basketball.
Stanley.
Oh, but yeah, man, I love The Office. It's number one for me. And I know what you're going to say, and
well,
I'm going to let you say
know what's coming,
this
man.
Is your dark night, by the way.
You already know
this
what's
is your
coming,
dark
man.
Night, by the way.
I think
you
the
to
audience
know.
Already know what my number one white show
it.
Is.
Sure,
let's
I
see if
it.
Y'all get it correctly, man. What's my favorite white sitcom? It's my favorite sitcom. Period, by the way. Not just white. They
yeah,
don't even
know.
Oh, Alice got it. There we go. There we go. Seinfeld is my favorite TV comedy of all time. Out of any, I don't care if it's white, black, Asian, Indian, in between, Caribbean. That's my favorite TV comedy.
The librarian,
man.
That's you.
The librarian. I would love to play that role. The librarian? I'll tell you something else. Man. Seinfeld is my favorite.
I did not watch that in real time.
Man.
But I was doing research on, you know, TV shows, trying to get better.
Yes.
Man, me and Melissa started watching that. I was like, I get it. And I like shows about nothing.
Man, that particular humor is right up my alley.
Oh, man, when George just stopped masturbating, his life started going good.
He started, when he wasn't obsessed with sex, he started getting smarter. And Elaine was getting dumber. When she stopped having it.
Oh, man.
And then the analogy Jerry cooked up with the head of lettuce. Man, come on, man.
They were, it was great.
That was just
no soup for you.
Oh, the soup
Newman?
Nazi. Newman. The whole beef with Newman. That episode where he was cheating on his barber. It was you that was at Jerry's apartment the other night. Like, man, there's so many good episodes, dog.
And George's parents were really funny,
oh,
man.
Oh, man. Frank Costanza.
Duh. He's Ben Stiller. Jerry Stiller.
Jerry Stiller.
Is so funny,
I
man.
I love that man,
and
man.
The mom was funny, too.
Absolutely.
Oh, George was great.
George was great. The parents were great. I remember Elaine's tough-as-nails-ass dad. Her dad was in Reservoir Dogs.
Really?
Yeah. Well, her dad
in the
from
show,
the show was in Reservoir Dogs.
Who was he?
He was he was like the guy.
Was it Harvey Keitel?
No. He was one of the OG dudes. Remember the OG dudes that you really didn't see after the heist?
Yeah.
He was
yeah.
one of them.
Okay.
He was one of them. So, yeah, Seinfeld is my... And they always do callbacks on the show. I love a good callback.
Yeah.
And you want to be my latex salesman. But that time, we were talking about the Dirty Talk episode, which is like, I was talking dirty and I just went too far. What did you say? He was like, were they the panties your mother laid out for you? And then it was just like, or he's dating the girl with man hands. And you just see her hands cracking open that lobster. And then you got something on your face. And it's like.
Close talker
oh my
was a
God,
good
the
one.
Close talker, Judge Reinhold is a close talker. He's like, hey. He's like. I love it.
Oh,
it's my
man.
Favorite.
Okay. My second favorite. And could be my favorite.
Uh-huh.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, that's a great time.
Oh, my
The only reason
God.
I don't give it the edge is just because he could be too much for me sometimes.
Oh, yes.
And I gotta
Larry
reset.
David goes too far.
He's a lot, man.
But he be thinking how
man,
I be thinking.
Be funny, man. He was arguing about these kids at the lemonade stand. He was like, this isn't good. And like, hey, man. He started beefing, then the mom came. She was like, what kind of man are you? Hey, you know what I'm saying? I spent that money, man.
So many. One of my favorite ones is when he don't tell, this is Tom Cruise's son, by the way. He don't say thank you for your service. Because all they're like, thank you for your service. Thank you for service. He's thank you for service. He's like, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
They're like, you don't thank him for a service? He's like, four people thanked him already.
Yeah.
I got to be the fifth person to thank him? And the dude just gets mad. He's just like, sorry, I got to go. He's like, why does everybody got to thank him? Four people already thanked him. Why I got to thank him? Susie cussing him out all the time and kicking him out all the time. Bro, the black, there's a whole season where he's a black family from Katrina. And then J.B. Smoove's character just never leaves.
Never leaves.
Leon just stays for the rest of the show.
That dynamic between them two is so funny.
Oh, my God. Larry, man, when he did the, he ran into somebody in New York that he didn't eat lunch with. He was like, we should get lunch. He was like, nah. It's like, why? He was like, yeah, we just don't get lunch.
Yeah.
It's like, but we're both in New York. He was like, so? We're both in L.A. We don't get lunch. Why do we got to get lunch just because we're both in New York?
Yeah.
He's like, man, come on. He's like, I like Larry because he
we
just,
have these moments.
Yes. Chat and cut.
Who we have these
chat
moments.
Chat cut. The Mocha Joe whole season with Mocha Joe.
Yeah. I'll be getting it. I'll be like, I'm with you.
I love it.
I'm with you.
I'm such a fan of Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's 1A, 1B with all
good choice.
All right, you're up.
I'm going to King of Queens, man. Since
that's
we
a
talking
good
about,
show.
We talk about Jerry Stiller, let's go back to him again, man. Doug Heffernan and Carrie, man, I love that show. I've seen every episode.
Kevin James.
So bingeable.
That's, Tom Hanks, my bad, not Tom Cruise. Leah Remini, right? It's his wife?
Yes. That whole dynamic. And Doug is so shady, man. He be doing shady shit just to get over. That time he was manipulating, he noticed that all the food that he wanted to eat for dinner, Carrie would be like, no, we're not having that. We're not having that. And so she peeped game that whatever her dad said he wanted, they would get that for dinner. So he started manipulating Jerry Stiller, Arthur, into wanting a particular thing. So tell me what it was like for you when you was a kid. And he's like, oh, man, I used to have these fantastic dinner rolls that were made. And then he'd be like, I want dinner rolls. And she'd be like, well, we'll get it. And so he was just manipulating him every night. He would see him get a menu, and then she pieced it together. She was like, that filthy bastard. Doug was shady, man. He was always trying to get over somehow, some way, man. But that whole dynamic is just fantastic.
Absolutely. I love it.
I love King of Queens.
All right, I'm going to go back. Full House, man.
Oh, you went cheesy.
Full House was my mother freaking show.
It was my show, and then I couldn't take it.
You got it, dude.
You got it, dude.
The three dads, basically.
Yeah, Jesse, Joey, and Danny
Man, Taylor. The cheesy piano.
Yeah.
Listen, Steph. Sometimes these things are just going to have to happen, okay?
Boom, doom.
I was a kid at the time.
It was mad cheesy, man.
I was mad cheesy, but I was mad cheesy, man.
Parmesan.
It was mozzarella. Yeah.
That's the only reason I ain't ready. I used to love it when I was a kid, but I caught the cheese too early. I'm like, man, this shit cheesy.
That's what I think our age difference.
Yeah.
Because I was right up
you
there.
You were right up in there.
I think I'm the same age as the Olsen twins.
Oh, dang. Wait, hold on.
You
that little?
Yeah.
I'm that much older than you.
Wait, you're 7 years
man.
Older than me.
It came out, what, 88? When did that show start?
Oh, no. They're 3 years younger than me.
Yeah, watch out, man.
Yeah, 3 years
trying to old me up.
They're 38?
Yeah, they still in their 30s, man. They babies.
I didn't know Elizabeth Olsen was their sister for till like 3
years
ago.
I didn't know it right away either. I was like, oh, of course.
Yeah. All right, but yeah. Full
Elizabeth
House
Olsen is cute to me, by the way. I just want to throw that
Elizabeth Olsen? Olsen?
Yes.
Yeah, she was great. She was great as Wanda.
Peeps, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but let's talk serious business. Cereal is serious business. I don't know about y'all, but I'm a cereal connoisseur. But I also know I need protein. You know what I'm saying? I know I need the protein. Y'all be like, you vegetarian, Tony. How you be getting your protein? How you be getting your protein? Well, now, as a cereal head and as somebody that needs their protein, man, I get the 2-for-1 with Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon makes high-protein, zero-sugar cereal and treats reinvented from your childhood. The nostalgia, okay? Every serving of Magic Spoon's high-protein cereal has 13 grams of protein, 0 grams of sugar, and 4 grams of net carbs. They come in nostalgic flavors like fruity, cocoa, and frosted. Magic Spoon's high-protein treats are crispy, crunchy, airy, and an easy way to get 12 grams of protein on the go. They come in mouth-watering flavors like marshmallow, chocolate, peanut butter, and dark chocolate. Both are great on the go, pre or post workout, or as a midnight snack. Because, well, let's be honest, a lot of us are gremlins out here, man. We'd be in that kitchen on the late night, too. So this would be a glorious midnight snack because you're getting high protein, low carbs, no sugars. That's a good time. So listen here. You can get $5 off your next order at magicspoon.com/bald. Or look for Magic Spoon on Amazon or in your nearest grocery store. That's magicspoon.com/bald for $5 off, man. Now, back to the Bald Brothers.
I'm coming in hot with Married with Children, man.
Oh,
Married
man.
With Children is a good-ass time, man.
Man, Al Bundy.
Al Bundy just like, Peg, you're killing me. He ain't feeling nothing. The kids, Peg is always on him. He don't want nothing to do with her. It's a fantastic dynamic.
Yeah.
The studio audience was going crazy.
I could not believe that Peggy Bundy is Gemma in Sons of Anarchy. And I knew it. But she...
So different.
Bruh, she was murderous.
That's a testament to her acting skills, man. Totally different characters.
Totally different characters, 20 years apart.
And I would have been dusting Peg off. I'd have been all in on Peg, man. Al Bundy was tripping. But yeah, man, I love that show. Marcy, or was it Darcy next door?
Darcy.
And Marcy, what was her man's Roseanne. Name? She had Jefferson later on, but then the first dude, Married with Children, was just fire.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
The jokes was raw. Him working at the shoe store, always reliving his glory days.
He's basically Uncle Rico.
Man, tough.
All right. I'm going to go the Golden Girls.
Yes.
Premium
great
theme
show.
Song. Basically roast me.
Yes.
They was firing.
Ripping each other to shreds.
These
dog.
Old baddies was firing each other up.
Tough.
Nobody was getting the baby.
Anybody could get it. Rose was ditzy. Blanche was the whore. Dorothy was the tight ass prude.
Man.
And Sophia was old.
Sophia was probably
and
the
they
best.
Kept the, they kept she them was, jokes cracking.
Man, and Black folks in the Golden Girls.
Black folks go hand in hand.
We
with the
love
Golden
that
Girls.
Doggone
My
Golden
mom
Girl.
My mom was like, Golden Girls is on. Must see TV for real.
And it still holds up.
Holds
it's still
up
funny today.
Like it came out yesterday.
So freaking funny,
Shady
man.
Shady Pines, my always threatening with the old folks home.
There was a TikTok about girls why they should never be on top. It's like when you're from the bottom, you can be beautiful.
Yeah.
And it was a trend. And somebody was like, they did that episode on the Golden Girls.
They did?
And Blanche was like, you can't go from top. Look at the difference. The hair's falling over. You can't even do that stuff, man. Are you crazy? You can be beautiful. The weight falls back this way. From on top, you're... Man, that show is so good. And the black dude, Aaron. Shout out Aaron, who did the new version of the theme song. Thank you for being a friend.
Oh yeah.
Just like, man.
Golden Girls.
Golden Girls.
Top tier TV. Down.
I think it's still on Hulu. You can watch it.
It better
be
everywhere.
That's some good
watching right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got how many we got?
That should be 6, I believe. Well, maybe 8.
So you said Curb,
The Office, Golden Girls, and Full House.
Full House. So I got Seinfeld, King of Queens, Married with Children. My turn again. So this is number 8. So I'm coming in with The Simpsons. The Simpsons.
I didn't even think about that.
The Simpsons was special. You know what I'm saying? Those first 8, 9, it's been on for 40 years now.
Yeah.
Them first like 6 or 7 seasons, man, it was a good time. Especially the Treehouse of Horror episodes was always on point. They were iconic. I was wearing the clothing. I had Bart Simpson, Homer Simpson shirts. They had the black Bart Simpson. Yeah. I had those.
I couldn't even watch that.
It was crazy.
I wasn't supposed to watch that.
Of course.
Because my mom was like, he disrespects his parents. I'm like, I know it's not. It's a cartoon, man.
Yeah, man.
Couldn't watch Beavis and Butthead, Ren and Stimpy. I still watched it, but I was like,
you sneak it in.
Well, I got to sneak it in, man. Now, why y'all got to make me do the sneak in?
Yeah, man.
Man, this is tough because there was.
Simpsons.
I love Perfect Strangers.
Yep.
Balky was.
Balky,
I love Balky. I love the Wonder Years.
Yep. Oh, I used to watch the crap out of that.
Oh, man.
I got a lot of stuff.
I love Step by Step.
I didn't even
that was my jam. I thought that mom was so fine. But I actually, you know what? I used to love Roseanne. But I'm going to tell you what my favorite of all these was.
I like Roseanne.
Home Improvement.
Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Wilson.
Yep.
You never
see. What was his boy name? From the show? Al. Yep.
Al Borland. I just thought it was so funny.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas blew up on that thing.
He blew up more than the other two.
He did.
Yeah.
I didn't really see the other two in that much stuff outside of Home Improvement.
That's when the act, Roseanne, Seinfeld,
that's when Tim Allen,
they saw your act and they based your show right off. Bernie Mac was probably the last that they based.
That popped.
Your show was based off of your act. Jamie Foxx as well.
Yeah.
Martin as well, but Home Improvement, I still call that, a lot of black people call that show Tool Time,
because
that was the show on the show, but Tim Allen, man, I just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Good theme song as well. Mm-hmm. All right. Three's Company to us.
I love Three's Company.
Actually, I probably would put Three's Company above Home Improvement.
I would, but that's not my business.
Home Improvement, you're out.
I don't like the crowd manipulating my list. So I'll be trying to not look at y'all. I'm going to go Arrested Development.
That's my favorite show.
Oh, my God. That show is so good.
The Magicians, the pilot.
Arrested Development is in my top 5 of shows, period. But, man, I love that show.
That is a funny show.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's zany.
When it came back, it wasn't as good. But that first initial run, all in.
The dad going to jail.
Yeah. The money's in the banana stand.
You know what? If I'm being honest, you know what I like even more than Home Improvement? Schitt's Creek.
Schitt's Creek is fire.
Schitt's Creek is absolutely better than Home Improvement.
That's a great show.
Schitt's Creek, the mom from Home Alone, Catherine
O'Hara. Yeah.
David.
She always delivers.
She had all the wigs on the wall.
She never misses.
Oh my God, that was Melissa actually put me onto that show.
Yeah, Schitt's Creek is fire.
Schitt's Creek is up there. I'm gonna take Schitt's
Creek.
All right, man. We done with that.
Yeah, man.
Next up,
let's do some honorable mentions. Real quick. Everybody Loves Raymond. Boy Meets World.
Yep.
Malcolm in the Middle. I Love Lucy. Frasier. All in the Family. Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
You know, I don't consider Always Sunny in Philadelphia a sitcom. It is a white show, though. Full House is out. Always Sunny is in.
Yeah, put it to get that corny
the stuff
shit
they
out of
talk
here.
About on that show. You,
yeah,
man. When Charlie,
you see the one where they had them wicker chairs in the back of that truck and they passed out from the fumes because they were burning the wicker chairs to cook with them or whatever, and then the fumes were toxic, so they.
No.
So they're like, what the fuck is going on?
I remember that one.
Man, dog.
The episode where Charlie went on a date and he was like, I like milk steak. And I'm like, that's not a thing. And he's like, make a move. And he just goes,
oh.
Like, what are you doing? And he's like, make a move. He's like, that doesn't mean stab at a woman's breast.
MASH is definitely not on any of this bullshit. MASH is on the list of the worst shows ever. If we're doing that list, then I'm coming in hot with MASH off the top.
Because MASH made you go to bed.
I hate MASH. But I also want to include, is Modern Family a white show?
I guess so, because Sofia Vergara is really the only person that's not white in there.
Modern Family is also outstanding. I love that. Yeah. And Taxi. I love Taxi.
I like
as well.
Taxi.
Taxi is fire.
Mork and Mindy.
Mork and Mindy was a good time.
Punky Brewster was my show. Blossom I really enjoyed too as a kid.
Blossom was a good time. Community is a good show.
Oh, yeah. Community was a good show.
Mama's Family is a good time.
Who?
Mama's Family.
Oh, yeah. Andy Griffith.
All right, y'all, watch out, man. Yeah, too many good shows.
Too many
man.
Good Move. Shows. All right, moving Move. On. All right, we're going to do our favorite. Should we do our favorite, mm-hmm. what is it, Martin characters?
Well, what you had was Martin characters ranked.
I think it'd probably be harder to do Mount Rushmore.
The Martin characters?
Yeah.
Of the ones he did.
Of the characters he played. Okay. I mean, we could...
Mount Rushmore is easy.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah. A Mount Rushmore and Martin characters, that's easy work.
Who is it? Who would you do?
Dragonfly Jones.
Number one? Or just on the Mount Rushmore?
I'm just on the Mount Rushmore. Dragonfly Jones. Shanae.
Yeah.
Those two just in there quick. I'll put Jerome in there.
Jerome in the house. Watch your mouth.
So all we have left is Otis, yeah. Bob from Accounting. That dude that was on the TV show, King such and such.
Well, I don't remember him.
I forget what his name is.
And Roscoe.
And Mama.
Is that easy?
I know who I would like to put in there as the fourth pick.
Who?
What's the security guard? What's his name?
Otis?
Otis. That's my four.
So Dragonfly Jones
Dragonfly
for sure.
Dragonfly Jones. Shanae.
Dragonfly Jones is my favorite Martin
That's
character.
That's my favorite Martin character.
Yeah.
That's why I say him first. Dragonfly Jones. Shanae. Jerome. Jerome was my second favorite.
Yeah.
But I just know how iconic Shanae was and just how his character work as Shanae was fire to me.
That was a woman.
Because I really forgot it was Martin and just the dynamic between the beef between her and Gina. She was cool with like Tommy and Cole. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, yeah, it was just like, yo. And then Otis was just mad funny.
Otis was great.
And he could fight.
And he could fight.
And Martin, too, was also that mechanic.
He was.
Don't you know no
good?
Yeah. I forget what his name was.
Don't you know no good?
Yeah.
Man. Dragonfly Jones is far and away my favorite character.
He's my favorite, dog.
Silence!
Get off of me. Huh?
When Kenji beat him up when he wouldn't pay him the money,
he beat him up every time.
But when he beat him up in the living room,
oh my god!
And
the
other characters were laughing.
They were done. Oh, he's like, "Hey man, they about to cut off my phone, man. Off of me, boy." Well, you should have been focused on your art. Kenji was tearing his ass up, man.
Oh man!
And this is my assistant. Kenji! Hey, man, listen. You know what I'm saying? They about to cut my phone off, man. What you think it's about time you pay me that money? Hey, what? Dragonfly
oh
Jones
God.
Was ridiculous,
the
man.
The way Martin did the, hey, hey.
yeah, all of that.
Oh, that was cool. He was on the ground when Kenji beat him up tall.
You know that was pure improv freestyle, dog.
Dog, I was crying. I still laugh at that to this day. Like, I've never seen it before.
I watched that episode, I'm dying. Guaranteed. That time they was fighting outside, and Kenji threw him in the bushes.
By the ATM machine?
Yes. Come on, man.
Shanae was good. I feel like... Mama Payne, you remember when she bit the pew at church?
No, I don't remember
was
that.
Like, Leon Lonnie Love was there. Oh man, yeah, I feel like I would go Dragonfly Jones for sure.
Uh-huh.
Shanae, Mama Payne.
Oh, you put Mama over who? Jerome and Otis. Jerome's in the house?
Oh,
junk in the trunk.
Actually, if I'm being honest, I thought Roscoe was funny, but his bits were really short.
Yeah, Roscoe ain't even.
He's just
funny, but you didn't see him enough.
Jerome for sure. I met him, I like, ah!
The Mama Payne didn't make me laugh like that.
But she was funny, though.
She was cool.
Oh, she's mine! And then my mama biscuits. Yeah, I feel like.
But Jerome had me laughing.
Jerome had me dying.
And he could fight.
Otis had me dying. He had the thick glasses.
Otis
on.
Could fight. Yeah, that's what I meant. Otis could fight.
Shanae probably, yeah, I agree with you. Shanae made me laugh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Shanae was a good time. Uh-huh. I fully felt like she was just a different person.
Yeah, she was. Man, shout out to Martin.
Martin was killing on that show.
Man.
Martin was in his bag on that show.
That I remember wanting to have an apartment with them little apple juices. Like, man, I'm gonna make it one day. I'm gonna have them juices.
Hell yeah, man. That was the dream. Like, man, he got his own place.
Man, he had
I like the way
juices.
He dressed.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I want to be Martin.
That episode, two episodes that are probably the funniest to me. I mean, there are so many that are funny, but when they were on vacation, they had that raccoon thing.
That little creature, they kept fighting. And then him and Pam was tag teaming it up. It that ain't no damn puppy. And they just going to just improv. We just going to take it there. Just keep going. And we going to keep whatever.
That one and the one where he had the dog. He was acting like Dino Brown.
Oh, my God. He was trying to figure
heel,
out.
Heel.
They was breaking character
I heard
again.
They were supposed to have a real dog. But yeah. They couldn't get it.
So he had the stuffed
so
dog.
Much funnier with the stuffed oh animal, God, man. Bro.
It was so ridiculous. Remember that episode where that girl went into labor at the apartment and the baby shot out and he caught it by the
like
sink? He was like, oh, and then he rinsed it off in the sink. I caught him.
That also, show was the court insane. Episode where Martin, what is GTD beating, Tommy?
Oh my God.
Got the draws. Okay, got the draws.
Tommy, you ain't got no damn job. That DMV episode, we had the DMV.
Oh, my God.
He was like, man, sit your ass down. He was like, they know me up here. What's up? I say, what's up? Man, sit your ass down. He was like, about sick of Richard Roundtree.
The day of the Geechee is over. The day of the Geechee is over.
That time they went to the bar because they had beef with Bushwick Bill.
Yeah.
And they was in, it's a new sheriff in town. He busted that bottle over Cole's head. He was like, oh, he like, psh. And Cole was like.
Me and Melissa were just watching Martin in the hotel last week. It was an episode where he went to the high school reunion. Pretty Ricky Fontaine and Gina went
Pretty
to the
Ricky,
dentist.
What they called.
And she was
I told you I was gonna be here for you, baby. You think I was gonna let you be here and I'm not showing up? He was trying to get up out of there. Wait, where we going, man, dog? Come on, man.
Tisha Campbell had me crying.
Oh my God,
that
dog.
Episode and the one where she had the headboard stuck to her head.
Tisha Campbell don't get enough credit for that show.
She really does.
She get a lot
man.
Of credit, which is due for My Wife and Kids.
Yes.
But she was killing it in Martin as well. Because she low-key had to be the straight woman.
Yes.
But even though she was the straight woman, she was still killing it.
Man, that show's still funny to this day.
Man.
I'll be laughing.
Martin is a good time.
All right.
That's it, y'all. Man.